Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
Today's scripture is found in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 13. I'm reading from the New International Version. Serve one another humbly in love. This is an eye-opening scripture for me. As I have been thinking and reflecting on it these last couple of weeks, memories have been flooding in of people I have known and know who serve humbly often. First, it is important to think about what a humble servant actually looks like. They're not proud, don't believe they are better than others, respectful, modest, gentle, and unpretentious. Admirable qualities, though they don't always come naturally. In James 4, verse 6, we read that God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. I believe that humility is a sign of strong character and is often shown in empathy. Humble servants also appreciate their blessings and offer thanks. As I have been reflecting, I am more aware of those who modeled being humble servants in my life. Two of the most humble people I ever encountered were my parents. Though I didn't recognize it fully at the time, looking back, it is very clear. Yes, I knew they were quietly serving others, even through small gestures over the years. My mother worked full-time outside the home. Most mothers did not at that time. And yet she found time to serve. She baked cookies for our neighbors, created and made crafts for fundraisers for a local organization, knitted blankets and beanies and dog sweaters for the people she knew, and for those she might never meet. Her job was in social services, and she helped so many people. It did not matter who they were, what the situation was, nor how very different their ideas or values might be. She loved our community and was always working to make it safer, more hospitable. She sat with those in need and comforted and assisted in any way she could. My dad was also very humble and very much a servant. He was always available to any household on our street, no matter the need. He taught us to see the person behind the story and how their circumstances just might be causing issues for them. He spent so much time with the neighborhood kids, playing ball, and assisting with our math homework. When I first married, I discovered some of the quiet service he provided. He went to a local nursing home and read to a very sweet lady who was almost blind. While the reading was a gift, more important was the time he spent with her sharing his love each week. He knew about his fellow workmates, their families, their ups and downs. He actively prayed for them and helped whenever he could. He wrote letters to his siblings, his friends, those he met when attending banking classes, his kids, and others. He never said a word, but these acts of service were revealed later. My special mentor, an older woman, also served humbly and quietly. No task was too small, unimportant, or beneath her. She loved so deeply, and somehow she always seemed to know what to do. There were many days we spent merely sharing a meal that became moments of real grace as she listened to a much younger person struggling with life. She would never take credit for the many things she did behind the scenes, all done out of love with a servant's heart. She connected people to each other for the purpose of sharing faith and hope. And then, my neighbor, he's just amazing. He goes to work in the very, very early hours of the morning and returns in mid-afternoon. Quietly, we often find our trash can returned to the proper place, our leaves blown off the driveway and side yard. He keeps an eye on the house, moving packages onto the porch when it rains. He bakes cookies to share and spends time chatting with us. He is often found helping the other neighbors as well, with mowing, tree limbs, whatever might happen. It's just his nature. He is kind, humble, and operates from his faith. He expects no thanks or pat on the back. He's just following his servant heart. There are many others I might share, but there isn't enough time in any day. The reality is that all four of these servants are humble, not self-serving. They don't serve others for recognition. In fact, they would rather not be applauded. They are called to serve quietly, to invite others by their actions into service. I am so grateful for these servants in my life. Today, take a moment to reflect on those humble servants in your life. Thank God for them. Then, start pondering how you serve others. Be a humble servant in the days to come. You will be blessed. Let's pray together. Gracious God, help us this day to serve you by serving others. May we really see the person, your creation, as we serve. May our hearts be humble and our service be meaningful and filled with love. Let us be a blessing to others every day. We pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Lisa Blackwood.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.
Are you looking for a deeper connection this Lenten season? Join us for a daily journey through the Good News, Grace for All Devotions for Lent 2026. This new book offers personal reflections on the life of Christ and the good news he brought to us. It's more than just a book. It's a companion to the daily podcast devotions we are launching on Ash Wednesday, February 18th. Whether you prefer a digital screen or holding a book in your hands, it's available on Amazon as a paperback, hardback, or ebook. Let this message resonate in your life this year. Pick up your copy on Amazon today.